All right, right now, I guess it's time for us to take a look at this weather forecast. Let's bring in Pat Pagano. Pat, I have a couple of questions for you, though, before we start, okay?
Okey-dokey.
Question number one. I was watching some reports when the hurricane hit New Orleans, and they talked about that there wasn't much rain, but there was a lot of wind. But now the remnants of the hurricane are going to come up by us, and there is going to be a lot of rain. So how did that work out that way?
Because we have a hybrid system. We have a double-barreled system. The rain we're getting now is not from the hurricane.
Okay.
The rain we're getting now is from the system that's in Oklahoma. And the actual rain from Zeta will be coming in late today and tonight. And then the two of them combine, and they move offshore tomorrow, and as they do, they drag down colder air, and we change the snow, and we get a very light accumulation.
All right. I'm glad to hear the word light accumulation.
Mm-hmm. What's your other question?
No, that was it. That was it.
Oh.
That was it.
Okay.
You know, just that, you know, that it didn't bring much rain. A lot of wind damage. A lot of wind damage down in New Orleans, but not much rain damage. And There was talk of a 50-foot wave, but that didn't happen. That didn't happen down there. So,
That's good. I did watch. I watched ABC Network News, and they had their guy out there almost getting blown away in New Orleans. And it was pouring when they shot him at. That was live, and that was at 6:30. And then I watched the Weather Channel. I guess it was around 7, and they were in the eye, so there wasn't much happening.
Yeah.
It was pretty calm. But Hurricane Center did a great job. Storm was on track, still is, and now it's paying us a visit. So it is a no doubt about it. It's a Marshall Miles Day.
Oh, it was a Marshall Miles Day going home yesterday.
Yeah.
It's a Marshall Miles morning. It's going to be a Marshall Miles afternoon. It's going to be a Marshall Miles evening. It's going to be a Marshall Miles morning tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. So that sums it up, folks. Heavy at times and becoming windy, 45 to 50 today. Rain and wind tonight, although the heaviest rain moves out, so it's just a steady rain, 40. Windy with the rain going over to wet snow Friday. That'll happen in the morning, and then it'll taper off in the afternoon. We could see in our own listening area, of course, I would say a dusting to under an inch. Higher elevations, when we get to the Berkshires and the Catskills, could easily see 1 to 2 inches, and the high tomorrow 40 and falling. Your Halloween day is sunny in the mid-40s. Then Saturday night, you'll see the full hunter's moon. And you turn your clocks back 1 hour. Sunday, clouding up, it'll get windy. Showers late in the day, mid-50s. And then maybe some snow showers and windy and blustery on Monday with a high only between 40 and 45 degrees.
Wow.
Yep. Nothing all that exciting as far as, you know, oh, I can't wait for this weather. No, it's, Saturday is probably going to be the best day in. Thank goodness for that. That's Halloween.
Well, I don't know. So Halloween's going to be a good day out of it all.
I mean, chilly, but at least it's sunny.
Chilly.
Let me tell you, yeah, chilly but sunny. Let me tell you about my weather station, which, of course, I told you yesterday. Still only reporting temperature. It reports the outdoor temperature. Humidity, and it gives me an hour-by-hour forecast and a 10-day forecast. I'm not getting anything else. I'm not getting rainfall, I'm not getting pressure, I'm not getting wind. And what I don't understand, Marshall, I don't understand this at all. I mean, that temperature sensor is up on, you know, the weather station. It's up on the roof. And I'm thinking that the reason why I'm not getting the rest of the information is because I did not pair the sensor on the roof with the hub down here. So even though I look at my hub and it's got the nice big green light, which means we're online. It doesn't necessarily mean that it is recognizing the device up on the roof. However, the thing that really does bother me here, if it's not recognizing the weather station on the roof, then how is it reporting the outdoor temperature?
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know. I've sent two emails to the company so far, and I get an email back saying that they're a little inundated right now, and it'll take some time until they get back to us. There's no contact phone number. So I'm just sitting here waiting, but let's put it this way, Marshall. Even if we knew that we had to take that down and pare it, we can't do it today. The weather's lousy, and we can't do it tomorrow. So it's not going to happen before Saturday, if then. So maybe we're looking at next week.
Man.
Yeah. Had I known it was going to cost this much money, I probably would have never gotten it. Because look at it this way. The unit itself is $300. I had to pay the guy to install the $200. So now we're at $5. And if I have to call this guy back to get it off the roof so he can pair it and get it back on, it's probably going to be at least another $100.
Remember when I was asking you about it being Bluetooth and stuff like that? Because
yeah, I do.
Because on the roof, I was always worried about that. I was always worried about that. I was always worried that because it's on the roof, and what happens, because Wi-Fi signals drop all the time and Bluetooth and stuff like that. What do you do? You know, what do you do?
That's a good question. This right now is working on Wi-Fi. So it's online via Wi-Fi. And the power for the sensor is solar.
I still have my doubts. I'm sorry. I still have my doubts about it.
I have my doubts, too. I can't wait for them to answer me. I mean, I'm not doing a thing until they get back to me, because what if I go through the expense of having this guy take it down, bring it down, pair it, put it back up on the roof, and I still have the same results?
Yeah, you're right.
Very disappointed. Very disappointed.
Well, we'll see. And you can't get a hold of them, right?
No, the only way is through email.
Amazing. That's what's bad about today's society. That's what's really bad about today's society.
I agree. And that's why, you know, they're online, and that's why it's cheaper, because they don't have to worry about anything else. But aside from that, you know, we'll just sit back and watch the storm come in and out. Well, you will. I can't. I have the funeral.
Oh, yeah, you've got a horrible couple of days lined up.
I got
up.
A terrible day coming. I mean, I got to be at the funeral home for 9:30. I have to be at the church for 11. And then the burial is at 1:30, and it's in the Bronx.
The Bronx. Now, did you get what's his name to fill for you?
Yeah, AJ. AJ's going to fill in. And he said to me, he goes, wow, what a day. It's going to be some storm. I said, thanks, AJ.
That's just what I needed you to tell me, AJ.
Right, like I needed you to tell me that, right.
All right, Pat. Well,
it's something you just have to do, right, Marshall?
That's exactly right. You know what? And hopefully you'll be able to work this stuff out with the weather station that you purchased. Yeah. All right, Pat, I'll check with you mañana, right?
Yep, that sounds good. Everybody be safe, and you be careful too, Marshall.
All right, Pat, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio and robinhoodradio.com on the web.